So today is June 11, 2014, and we are going to do lesson number 418 called Toes Interlaced. So we're finally getting to that. So begin lying on your backs with your legs long, your arms down by your side, and just take a little time to start noticing how you're lying on your back today. Noticing what parts of you do you sense perhaps are resting on the floor, and maybe what parts are not resting. And then sensing what draws your awareness and your attention. So it's always interesting to start to pay attention to yourself and asking yourself, what do you sense? It's kind of like, what part of you right now is, in a way, more alive? And then noticing your breath and your breathing. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Go slow enough so you can really observe and sense the quality in which you roll your head. Excellent. Okay, and let's just start with where we continue to start and leave off with this series of lessons by bending your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. And you know, the first thing to just really become aware of with this lesson is your foot, right? So just sensing the contact that you make right now with that right foot. How much do you sense the right big toe, the pinky toe, the ball of the foot? How much do you sense the arch, and how much do you sense your heel? And then you're going to push your foot, as we've done before, into the floor, feeling the rolling of your pelvis, right? So it's a roll. The right side lifts up as you roll towards the left side. And of course, the left leg turns, right? And you keep that right knee standing over the right foot. So if your right knee tilts inward, you're probably going to roll inward on your foot. All right, so really go slow enough with this movement so you really sense the pushing through your foot. What part of your foot do you sense pushes and makes the contact? Do you roll at all along your foot? You know, how stable is that right knee to stay directly over your ankle? Good. Okay. Come back. Let's straighten your right leg and rest and pause for a moment. And now let's go ahead and try that on the left side. So bring your left foot to standing, and again, just immediately check in and notice. Is there something different in the way that this foot stands? In the way that this foot makes contact? In the way that this left knee stays over the left foot? And then go ahead and push the foot into the floor, roll the pelvis, right? And watch what happens with your knee. Watch what happens with the weight bearing. Does your foot roll or shift? And not necessarily at this point in the lesson to stop that, right? You want to observe. You want to see what you do first, because that gives you information. So if you do roll to the inside or the outside of the foot, that tells you something. And that's important to notice. How smooth is it on this side? What's the quality like? How are you sensing your cervical spine and your jaw? So if there is any tension occurring in your jaw or the base of your neck, can that let go with this simple movement? Excellent. Okay, let's lengthen your left leg and rest again. Okay, so you're going to roll to your side and come up to sitting, which we've done before. You're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. This is going to be the position you're going to come to time and time again. And it's just a starting position, okay? And you're going to start with your right index finger, which is going to hook around your right big toe, okay? And then the left hand goes next to you, remembering your fingers always want to be pointed forward. Why? What does that do? What happens if you turn your hand this way? What? And what else does it do? Turn your arm the other way. What happens in your elbow? Put your hand down, put the whole hand down, and lean on it with it like that. What do you do in your elbow? It locks. Is that a good thing to do if you're going to roll backwards? Do you want to break your shoulder or your elbow? Do it.
Not today.
Do it. Okay. Learn to always put your fingers forward so that your joints bend, right? Okay, because you're going to lean on that hand a little bit. So you're going to start to lift your right leg and lower, just having your right index finger hooked around the big toe, right? And start to round your back, right? So I talked about in this lesson, you're going to work with your hips some too, and your back. So certainly you can sit completely straight and don't move in your back, or you can round, as if you might roll backwards on your back, right? Think that you're going to roll backwards, because in due time you are going to roll backwards. So there's a connection between rolling back and lifting, that's it, the leg, and breathing, that's it. So both Patty and Becky, you guys move your hands a little bit further back and really roll back, right? Let's say you're going to go on your back. Yes. Round the spine. Round. There you go. And then you sit up tall when you come back up. Good. Now, take your index finger and get a hold of, actually it's all your fingers, and you're going to scoop around all the toes, except for the big toe. Continue to lift your leg and round back. That's it. And just feel how that's a little different. So think of lifting the leg, rolling back. Much better. Excellent. So just feel what that's like holding the four toes separating from the thumb. Okay, let's change over hands. Place your right hand next to you. Start with your left index finger around your left big toe. Continue to lift the leg, lift the ankle, right? The sole of the foot's turning towards your face, not away. And you round back. So always working towards the sole of the, that's it, of the foot's coming towards your face. Nice. It's getting easier. Good. And then take the rest of the toes and get them in your hand. Again, you're twisting the foot and lifting it. It's a little funny. Go easy on the ankle. Good. And round back. That's good. Okay, let that go. Let's rest on your backs for a moment. Okay, let's come back up to sitting. Start in the same position, the soles of the feet together, right? And now you're gonna start working with your toes, okay? So we're gonna take the big toe of the right foot, okay? And he's going to interlace behind the left big toe. So you gotta use both hands, use your hands, separate so the right toe goes not in front, behind. Right toe, you got to really listen to directions. Right toe, big toe is behind the left big toe. And then you're going to interlace the next toe, right? So then it's the left second toe. And then the right or whatever, right? So right now you're starting that the left big toe is in front, then the right big toe. And you got to pull your feet closer and whatever, lean over, right? Figure out. And we did some of this, you know, last week, and it can be really quite sensitive, separating them. So do your best, right? And see which ones you can get. Some of them will stay, and some of them might slip apart. We're going to work with it for a while here. Did you get them? Right, so the left big toe's in front, and then the right, and then it would be the left second toe, and then the right second toe, and then the left middle toe.
Correct, not right.
Yeah, I mean, take your time, you know, and once you get it, you can let them come apart and then do it again. Just play with it here for a little bit. Yeah, I know. It's interesting creating a space. You know, some people are able to really walk with their feet. You know, my toes have gotten better and better, wide apart. And then people that are pretty decrepit, their toes cross each other, and it's like really difficult to separate. It's painful. Well, yeah, and then what you do, once you get them there, try to keep them there, and then you're gonna hold the whole unit with your hands. Just like you're doing, Becky, and then you're going to start to roll onto your back. So you're not going to let go of your feet. So holding onto your hands and your feet, how do you roll onto your back and then come back up to sitting? Keeping the toes interlaced. That's it. Be nice to them. There you go. All the way back and then flip them over you. That's it. And come back up. And come back up. You guys can do it. Yay!
My feet are no longer.
And then now, I know, they'll come apart and then you're going to interlace them again. So interlace them one more time at least in that same direction before we change over.
Now they're getting sweaty.
Yeah, they're getting sweaty. The first,
that's my part. They're sweaty and they slip out.
I think, I don't know if I mentioned in this class, but I know I did in the other classes, but why I think the feet tell so much, and especially a lot about your knees, because when I had my knee surgery on my right leg, my right middle toe started to become decrepit, and it started like buckling like a hammer toe. And you guys, I'm so excited because now my right middle toe is completely flattened out again. Just in the last 6 months.
Wow.
And that's almost it's 4 years later. I know. I know, it does, it does. Play with it a little bit more, and then we'll rest.
Where are those shoes that separate your toes? To the gym? funny ones. And it's interesting trying to get them in.
Good. There you go. Okay, let's just go ahead and rest on your backs for
a
minute.
That's a great
idea. Working the toes. Right, I mean, and it's really kind of interesting, right? Because you look great, Becky. You so lie on your back and just bring your hands in front of you. And go ahead and just, right now, interlace your fingers and feel what is your habitual way to do that, right? So for me, it's my right thumb is in front of the left. There's no right way, but just notice what your way is. And then move them all over by one. Feels really strange, right? Just do that a few times. Just, you know, feel the capacity for your hands to interlace, and this will make it easier, right, for your toes. There. Okay, let's come back up to sitting again. Let's try the other crossing, right? So this time it'd be the right big toe is going to be in front of the left one, right? And it's really kind of interesting how different the experience can be. Like one way kind of maybe works a little easier. You know, some of them don't feel long enough, huh? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what you can do is even bend them a little bit. Like take your big toes and bend them. You know, make them pliable. And then once you have this interlacing, rolling onto your back. And then coming back up. That's it, Patty. Thank goodness you redressed me here today.
These side seems to stick.
I always think it's nice when you have a tag hanging out and it's been there all day and you think, why didn't you tell me my, like, you know, tag was sticking straight up.
This side can really stay.
This is easier for me.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Yep.
Opened up.
Well, some people have
so if
long.
Yeah, if
mine got a little stubby, that little short with a little tiny.
Yeah, so if you can, try the other, you know, keep on playing with it a little bit and then we'll take a break. But keep interlacing them. Then you can even pull on them a little bit. I know, and they can be sore. I have a really sore toe right now. I somehow bruised my toe, and I don't know how I did it. I must
have.
Look at it.
That's what I was going to say. That one's got a huge.
Yeah, it's a bruise.
Is it a bruise?
Mm-hmm. It had a cut, too.
Okay, someone's looking at us.
That's okay.
Laughing.
Toes, that's right.
I tell people about this class, but do you think I can get anybody here? Every Pilates class, I'm telling people, you need to go. What do you do? Huh?
Okay, roll onto your backs and rest, or like Rebecca did. If you can hold your toes, roll onto your back, keep it interlaced, and then eventually let go. We'll take another break. So when you lengthen your legs, just really, you know, right? This creates a tremendous amount of sensation in your feet. Right? Okay, let's come up again and let's see if this gets, we'll see if we can do something to make it a little easier. Go ahead and come up to sitting again. And you'll lean on the right hand so that you have available to you your left hand. So, or you don't even need to lean on your right hand. But, and you can kind of move your left foot out of the way a little bit. So let's see if you can interlace your left hand with your right foot. So let's let the fingers create that space.
I like that better.
Okay, and then you can lean on your right hand and you're gonna lift the left hand and the left leg, right?
Okay, so straight and
leaning. Just feel how that is. That's it. Good, you guys. And maybe you can get in a little more. All right, so I just wiggled. So I'm like literally have my knuckles now, not the end of my fingers, right? So it's really creating a connection there and a big space. And then can you still breathe? Yes. Good. Excellent. Okay, let's let the left hand go. Just feel that, yeah, foot. Let's take your right hand. Let's introduce the right hand with the left foot, right? And you kind of end up starting with the end of the fingers, but if you can get like where the knuckles are, right? Close down there. And as I mentioned before, it can be sensitive between one or two toes. You know, really, it's interesting. Like it's, each foot's totally different, isn't it?
Each
toe is different and each foot's different. It's kind of interesting if you can observe where the sensitivity is. Is it toward the end of the toe or is it deep down into the space?
You know what I find interesting? This is where my arthritis is. And when I do this, that's when I can feel it. When I do this leg.
That makes total sense to me.
Well, yeah, what to you, but...
Because you don't weight bear on that leg as much, and you use this foot more.
This is again right down here is where the pain starts coming, but when I was lifting this, I was thinking, oh, that's interesting, I don't feel it on that hip.
Good, you guys. Okay, now, let's try. Let's approach again. Let's put the right big toe on top. Let's try interlacing the toes. Let's see if that helped. If what we did with the hands helped. I have to do it the other way because of that one toe.
I'd say pretty much the same. I think I have short little ones down here. I can't get that little guy in. Do you have long toes? Yeah, you have long toes, don't you?
No, I'd say they're short.
Oh, no, they're not.
No, they should all be about the same, guys.
You don't think people have
toes? When you get to your little pinky toes, they barely cross. You know, just do your best.
Yeah.
And then once you get it, hold it, and then you're going to roll onto your back, and then roll back up and do that just a couple times. Or if you can, just lift your feet without your hands. So you keep them together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go, Corinne. Like being like a monkey. You guys are thinking, there. Actually kind of feels nice with the hands not there.
Yeah.
It's nice and light lifting them up, isn't it? Happy feet. Okay, let it go. Just let them come apart. Rest on your backs. Just let all that kind of new space I mean, I think one of the coolest things about this lesson is the space. You start to feel actually the air move in between your toes, right? It's these like new sensations that haven't been there for a while. And it's got a lingering effect, right? Right, some new sensations are probably showing up now and some things are dissipating, and but there's this kind of lingering experience there. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. This time you're going to bend your right leg behind. And if you've had any kind of knee surgery, you're going to be really gentle with this. Your left leg is bent in front. Okay? And we did some of this last week, which is taking the calf and turning the foot. So eventually you want to be lying on the top there, right? And then you're going to bring your right hand down, and you're going to get a hold of the little pinky toe, right? You're going to start to bend him towards the sole, right? And you're going to bend him at the knuckle kind of joint, right? Not the end, right? It's like your toes have knuckles too. And then go to the fourth toe. You can pull it a little bit. It'll crack, mine just popped. It'll pop, crack, bend, but you want the toe to move towards the heel, right? So you feel it all the way up to your knee and your hip. And then you're gonna go to your middle toe, right? And this is the one, again, I find so interesting because it was the one that became so decrepit for me. It has a huge connection to the knee. Can you guys feel that? Much bigger than the fourth and the pinky. So you want to hopefully try to experience that there's some kind of connection. You're not just bending the toe. But if you pull on it, see, it goes all the way to my hip. Okay, let's go to number two. Bend it, might crack, pop, pull on it a little bit. And then number one, the big toe, right? And this you're going to feel a lot on the top of the foot too, right? Okay, good. Okay, so from here, you're going to bring both hands in front of you so you can just prop up onto your knees. Okay? And then you're going to tuck the toes the other way, like a runner's position. Okay? And then you're going to play with your heel here, moving a little bit in and out.
Just the one foot.
Yep, we're just with the right foot. So you can go from tucking the toes under to flattening the whole foot. And tucking the toes and flattening the foot. And then rolling the lower leg like this. Right? We talked a lot about, so when you're on your knees, don't sit back. You're going to take this right heel with the top of the foot down. And you're going to roll left and right and feel how that whole lower leg rolls. Okay? And And then tuck the toes again and flatten them. Tuck and flatten. Good, okay. Let's go back to the side sitting. And just see how this foot feels. See if it's a little softer. And we're going to swing it around in a minute. Okay? So now from here, let's see if you can interlace your right hand. Right? You can even bring your foot to standing in front of you. See if you can get the right foot and hand interlaced, and then you can lift it up. See how that feels. You can straighten it in front of you. Yeah. Then when you straighten it in front of you, you lengthen your back. You can lift it up. There you go. You can bring it over, and then you can bring it to the outside, right? So you start to alternate the knee and the elbow. Is it getting a little more comfy, the spacing? Okay. Let all that go. Let's rest on your backs. Take a break before we go to the other side. So, since we've just done the right leg, really sense, you know, what shows up. What sensations and what feels different all the way up behind your right knee into the right hip joint, the right side of your back. Okay, let's come up to sitting, and this time you're going to sit with the right leg bent in front. The left leg is going to be bent behind. Some of you this will be easier, like me. Some of you it'll be harder. Again, if this is a knee that you've injured, you want to be careful. You don't have to come totally flat on the top of the foot. Okay? So you're going to first play a little bit with taking that heel in and out. Feeling the top of the foot open up, okay? And then you're gonna go to that pinky toe. You're gonna start to bend him, right, towards the sole of the foot. Start to roll the outside of the foot to become flatter. And then go to the fourth toe. Go to the third toe. You know, maybe try twisting the toe, bending it at the knuckle, softening the arch, continuously working towards the heel, rolling out. Continue on to the second toe. your big toe. Good. Okay, let's come up onto the hands and the knees, right? And just with the left foot, you're going to go from it being flat, taking that heel, rolling it left and right, rolling over the arch of the foot, or the top of the foot, right? You might hear some popping, cracking. Take the heel in and out, and then curl the toes under. And then flatten the top of the foot. Just go back and forth a few times. It's like kind of like understanding what you do in your foot. Excellent. Okay. Slowly come back to sitting so that the right leg's in front, and you're going to interlace the left fingers with your left hand, or your left fingers with your left foot. So you can bring your left foot to standing as much as possible, trying to get, you know, to the knuckles in there.
Are we doing left and left or left and right?
Left and left.
Left and left.
And then you'll lift up. You'll lengthen in front of you, play with all the possibilities. How does it feel? This foot with this hand. Good. Okay, let's rest it again on your backs. And again, just kind of enjoy whatever new sensations you're feeling now with the left leg, the left foot. What's still lingering from the right foot? Okay, so from here, this is really fun. So you're gonna bend your legs, bring your knees up over your chest. So just have your legs hanging, that's it. So that you can bring your feet towards you, that's it, with the idea you're gonna interlace your toes from this position. So your knees are wide apart, and with lying on your back, start to interlace your toes. If you need to lift your head, you can, but see if you can keep your head down. You know, so that you're maybe a little bit more comfortable. Sometimes when we're on our backs like this and you lift your head, you'll hold your breath. So if you do need to lift your head, breathe. And once you get the toes interlaced, then you hold them with your hands and see if you can roll yourself back up to sitting and then back onto your back. And if one interlacing isn't working as well, switch to the other one. There you guys go. Yay!
Oh, in Pilates you can't move when you use any movement, so when they want you to do that. Yeah, just pull up with your ab, yeah. Good luck.
Okay, if your feet come apart, interlace them again. Try the different way. So go back on your back. Try one more time just to interlace them. You guys are doing great. It's not easy, is it, to work with these toes and feet? Okay, go back onto your backs. Let's rest again. And just see what you're sensing and feeling. It's kind of fun.
Secret. If I start at my pinky toe,
it's easier.
It's easier.
Awesome.
Then it will stay.
Yeah. And now can you lift them up by themselves? Yeah. Okay, go ahead and rest on your backs again.
Everybody's determined now. I'm a truck driver. No, they work for her, they work for me. She got some.
Okay, so let's just go back to what we started with. The beginning of the lesson, bending your right leg, bringing your right foot up to standing, just the right foot, left leg's long, and just feel what the contact's like now. Right? How much more of a surface you have, and how you can even sense the pads with each toe. So now, thinking about pushing your foot into the floor, keeping your right knee over your ankle, rolling the pelvis to the left. So it's the same movement, but just observe what appears or shows up to be different now since working with the foot. And my guess is the biggest thing is the stability in the ankle with the foot, right? That you're not rolling to the outside or making any kind of shift or lifting up the inside of the foot. Right, that you really feel the pads of the toes and the heel grounded. Right, so what meaning does that have for your right hip joint and the right side of your back and your jaw and your neck? Right, how does that translate all the way up yourself as you're doing the movement? Right, so what becomes easier, or where does more ease show up? Can you sense that there's places perhaps you were holding, maybe even in your chest, in your rib cage, that aren't holding now because there's a connection with the pads of your toes? And where else could you soften a little bit more? Is there somewhere else in this movement that you could let go? And then everything about the movement would feel truly effortless. Beautiful. Okay, let's come back, straighten the right leg, rest. And just feel how different that right leg now feels, all the way up into your hip and your back. Right? The length of the leg, the way that the right leg rests. Right? So much has changed. And then let's try that same thing on the left side. So go ahead and bring your left foot up to standing, right? And first of all, just sense how your left foot stands now. What has changed from this interlacing of the toes and rolling on your back with your feet together? And then start to introduce to yourself the pushing the left foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis now to the right. And how do you do it differently now? How are you now engaging each toe and the pads of each toe? And how that left knee stays right over the left foot. So you're no longer lifting up the arch or rolling to the outside, but there's a certain level of stability now in that left foot. And then how does that translate all the way up through the left side of your pelvis, into the left side of your back, into your chest? Right? I mean, does it make sense that if your foot doesn't feel comfortable with the earth below it, that other things up along that side would tighten and hold because of the lack of stability in the foot? So where else can you let go or soften so that this movement feels truly effortless in your jaw, in your chest, in your ribs? Great. Okay, and come back. Let's go ahead and straighten your left leg. And again, notice how you're lying on the floor now. And what's changed? What's different? What's showing up new for you from this lesson? And now starting to interlace your toes. We worked with the hands and the feet last week and more sliding the foot in the gap. And today we really worked a lot more with the toes and interlacing the toes with one another. And notice how you're breathing. What's different about your breath? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And again, just noticing the quality. Has the quality of rolling your head to each side changed from this work that you've done with your toes and your feet? Because like all lessons, when anything gets better, anywhere, the whole system has a response of ease. So that means the opposite is true, right? If any place is holding tension, the whole system experiences more tension. That's why everything is significant. Beautiful. Okay, so no rush, taking your time. You'll roll to a side. Feel free to pause there before you bring yourself up to sitting and then standing. Once you're in standing, it's just really observe what's different, especially how your weight, I'm going to say your weight has left your back and is now deep inside where your hip sockets are, because of the feeling of being grounded in your feet. And then you can walk a little bit and really pay attention to the sense of your feet, your heels. But just see if now all of a sudden, right down here where the crease is in your hips, if that's where your weight is now, instead of in your back. Because that's where your weight should be. It's pretty amazing. And it's like, wow, your back all of a sudden feels super light. Because you really have gotten grounded through your feet. And that takes you into weight bearing where you're supposed to. But when we don't feel safe in our feet, we pull it up into our backs. And just see if you feel more of your heel when you're walking. Somehow your heel and the whole foot is more part of you. Okay.